Hello and welcome to Side Dish, your podcast about everything you want to know and very little that you need to know. I am your host, Brady Steffler. This is also your host,
Annie Larner.
Hey.
Yo.
How's it going?
It's going.
Okay. That's solved.
You know, and last week we had Davide, the moderator of Reddit, on, and we got some feedback from the Reddit forum that they didn't like our show format, that we, you know, don't interview the guests until the second half. So I just want to be clear that maybe we should each time remind new listeners, if you're just joining us for the first time, the format of the show is that we go through the buzz around town for the first half, and then we interview our guests. But usually we introduce them at the beginning, but guess what? Today we don't have a guest, so there is no format.
There's no format.
But it's just generally.
If you don't like us, now's a good time to tune out. Otherwise, skip ahead usually. That's fine. And it does most.
Yeah, honestly, I think there's probably a lot of people who skip ahead. But on it, to me, all of buzz is kind of fun stuff too.
I like the buzz.
We never make promises that this is stuff that you need to know. We're very clear with our... Did you forget your thing?
What thing?
Everything you want to know, very little.
Everything you want to know and very little that you need to know.
See, this is what you get when you tune into Side Dish. We promise nothing.
Yeah. Okay. And then I think somebody was misconstrued. I want to say, like, I do genuinely appreciate people trying it.
Totally.
And if this isn't your drink,
it's fine.
So you can book it on. It's cool.
Get it.
I'm all right with
it.
But that came. It's on the internet.
Yeah, no, we're definitely open to feedback, but also this is it. This is what you get. You get Brady Nanny.
Yeah, and I'm like working and typing this comment on the side, and then I'm getting flamed, and it's like, oh well, okay, here we are.
It's all right, but it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
I liked Davide a lot.
Yeah,
he was such a nice guy.
We're lucky to have him as our moderator.
Yeah,
I'd say.
Really are.
Were you on Reddit before he was a moderator?
I don't know if I was on Longmont. I was probably on the Reddit site. Yeah,
right.
Before then,
I wonder what it was like before him.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you know, write in.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was really nice. So I liked. I like him. He does a good job. He's pretty even-handed over there. So, do you want to
talk
got?
About
you
the buzz around town?
You want to do the buzz?
It's been buzzing.
You want to talk about something pointless for a while yet? Or?
Sure. Well, a couple things. Some fun little openings. One, I can finally mention that there is a Mediterranean restaurant coming to downtown Longmont. Did we already talk about this? I haven't mentioned it, right?
I don't remember.
On air. Anyway, at 516 Main, this is the former Tacos GTO space.
Oh.
And before that, forever and ever and ever, was Flavor of India. And the quick backstory is that the owner has had this building in the family for a long time. And yeah, Flavor of India didn't own that. They moved, and then they bought the building where Samples was. And then there was a tenant in there, Tacos GTO, for a little while. They were always kind of like short term. So they've been looking for like a long term tenant and got this new restaurant concept called Red Cedar Bistro, Mediterranean food. So not necessarily Greek, not necessarily Italian, kind of like a fusion of all foods along the Mediterranean. So you get a little bit of all the flavors there. It's like not just, you know, I think Spitz or whatever. Spitz is pretty Greek focused, but this is like just truly the Mediterranean flavors and spices and stuff. And should be pretty cool. They'll have a pretty good happy hour. And that's Larry. We'll have him on here at some point to talk about his concept and his wife, Sandy, starting this. And they have you know, run restaurants previously in Dillon and out of state. And now they're back in town and are starting this restaurant. So they should be up running by the summer.
Doing a bunch of facelifty stuff in there?
Oh, yeah. Huge. There's going to be a facade upgrade on the building, which is going to be really nice. And
probably needed if they're switching countries.
Yeah. Bathroom upgrades, big build out. So it's going to definitely be some months before. But they're going to have a full service bar, really good food, and we'll see a new life in that building.
I do like that. Like, that's it's a nice change.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of tacos, and I love tacos.
Yeah.
You know, we got a lot of places to get burgers, and I love burgers. But we don't have, like, a huge array of Mediterranean food.
Totally.
So I like that.
Totally.
We'll say good luck to them. So that's amazing. I do look forward to it. I'm excited for a new option. I've been trying different things. Getting out there in the world. I've talked about Anchan Thai. Love it. I do love Spitz. Super good. Try not to eat out too much.
Right.
You know, be
right.
healthy. Eat
right.
at home.
Right.
Cook your own stuff.
It'll be good. So just add that to the list of upcoming restaurants.
Want to try
downtown.
It.
It's going to be awesome. And then the other one that I can't, well... I probably shouldn't.
You always do this.
Well,
I'm on this fence.
It's just, you know, some of these things. I don't want to like jinx it, but we'll just say this. There's a coffee shop coming downtown.
Oh, we don't have any coffee down there.
No, great. No, no. I think that it'll be great. Listen.
Okay.
this is my thing.
I'm listening.
There's always enough. There's never enough coffee. Or let me put it this way. There's always enough demand, I think, for coffee. And there's always room for competition. That's what I'm trying to say.
Hey.
And I think in downtown Longmont, in particular, there's room for competition.
Oh, okay.
That's my light-handed statement.
Read into that, whatever you want.
I don't know. I don't think that anyone downtown is super focused on coffee. There's no one geeking on coffee. There's no fifth wave or later coffee.
Jeez.
Downtown.
Yeah.
I like
coffee.
If you go to Loveland. Loveland has some great coffee shops. I think Boulder has some good coffee shops. I think Longmont has room to grow in terms of coffee. So I'm excited for the proprietor that's coming downtown to set up coffee.
Don't at me. You got your spot. I like coffee. I like black coffee. You know, I'm just like I'm going to go get a cup of black coffee. And if I like it, cool. Otherwise, mostly I just drink. I got an espresso machine.
Oh, okay. There you go.
I just shoot that in the morning.
Oh, that's pretty geeky if you have an espresso machine. Yeah, I don't have an espresso machine.
I do like it a lot. Huh. So anyway, okay, I just told my father-in-law.
That's the most non-news news ever. Sorry.
Yeah, so there's going to be coffee. There is now. There will be in the future. It's like a Mitch Hedberg joke. There's a YouTube thing happening. And they say there's going to be more, and it's called What the Hell Is This? I can't remember the woman's name. I got to look this up. I watched this twice because I thought it was great. But it's just What the Hell Is This? By Longmont Public Media, in which building we sit. And it's just looking at stuff from around the city. And it starts off with like a grindstone from like the old flour mill that burned out. And she does like a 1 minute and 38 second little blurb. And a woman does that. So I think the premise is they're going to walk around town and just be like, what the hell is this? And then like look at stuff from Longmont, which is super fun.
I love that.
Yeah. So we're in the building. We probably should have asked her.
I know. Jeez. I think. Wow. So what's the YouTube channel? Oh, it's called What the Hell Is This?
Yeah. It's okay, on the Longmont Public Media YouTube channel. And then it's hanging out in there. They're saying that her name is Jasmine.
Sweet.
Jasmine Sampson and Vince Devine. So nice. That's pretty cool. Yeah, it was fun. They talk about the stone, and this is actually the stone that's placed outside of the building that we're in. There's a stone, and it's sitting on a, you know, like a granite slab, and then they talk about the history of it, where it came from, and it's like, here's this thing, and it's been through this, and it was lived there, and it was gifted, and so, cool.
Do they accept requests?
Probably.
Okay, I'll have to
think. You go upstairs and tell them?
I know, seriously, probably. all right, bouncing back around to food. You know me, I love the food bed stuff. Let's have a little carne asada minute, because... Okay. I finally went to the carniceria near 9th and Main, and that was a recommendation. Jennifer mentioned that way long ago, and I had never been over there, but I had heard about and have smelled for years their chicken, their smoked chicken over there. So it's Carniceria Las Cuzuelas.
Nailed it.
Thank you. Didn't study Spanish.
Can't improve that in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Just to go on the record, these days, probably couldn't do it.
I know, right? This is so bad. So 9th and Main, this is on the northwest corner. Anyway, just next to the Lou Cardenas building. And so they are always out there smoking chickens in like a tent, like in the alley. It's like almost weird to, you know, go and...
When you said that they're out there smoking in a tent by the alley, it's not...
I know. Not, and it kind of feels that way. You get everybody like... the first time I went back there, like, who do I? I just kind of like following cars through. But on Thursdays, let me tell you what, they are slanging some birds because they have this 1.5 special. So you can go in and get they put together 1.5 chickens for the price of one chicken. And with it, you get tortillas and bean, I think like rice, like the Spanish rice style, some beans and some salsas. Oh, and some like candied, you know what I'm talking about, the pickled red onions.
Oh, yeah.
So good. And they throw all that together and you get the 1.5 for 1. And I think it's $29 is what it comes out to. And it is stinking good. The chicken was everything.
You brought home for the family?
Yeah. So we had it. It actually fed us for like 2 nights. It was really nice.
That sounds really
so
good.
Highly recommend that on Thursdays. But obviously they have them like every day. And you can go, if you go off of the alley and go in the back door, they have them like ready to, they're just slanging them. Mm-hmm. One after another, handing them out. And then I go up, I was like, how do I do this? And they're like, what kind of salsa do you want? I was like, what do you, look at me. All right. Mild, yeah, please. Yeah. Mild. Please. They like giggled and then hand over the mild.
my poor tummy.
So funny. So yeah, that's awesome. And then also Las Americas, which has, in my opinion, is the best tortilleria in town. They are at 9th and Lashley across from the YMCA. And they just opened a new carne asada up there. Oh. So go check that out.
I'm intrigued by this chicken thing. I'll say like once in a while, depending on who's running, you know, certain stores, I have a hard time asking about the gluten thing.
Right.
It's hard to, you know, it's like, God, you use it. Right. Like, what do you
mean?
But
the corns should be fine.
Corn's usually fine.
Yeah.
It just depends.
If you're sensitive.
You're never quite sure with some of the stuff that they rub on.
So. Yeah. Oh, and up there at Las Americas, hot tip, they do the pico de gallo just on Sundays, and they are amazing. They come in like these little baggies, and they sell out pretty quickly, and it's the best pico ever.
Mm. I got to get into that. Now I'm hungry. I'm actually really hungry right now. Kelsey said she was going to get some pho. She made some broth a while ago. She's going to finish that. And I'm just like, I'm going to get out of here.
Oh, yum.
But it's 4:30. Like, I'm going to wait to eat. It's fine. There's a Colorado Trail Explorer, CoTrex. It's trails.colorado.gov. Get on there and explore something. It's warming up. People are always like, where do I go? What do I do? I'm going to get out of here. Anybody got any good trail wrecks? And yeah, there's the disco. And yeah, there's the Discord. The disco. Oh. And there's the – yeah, I know, right? I go into my own head, and it turns out like that. And the subreddit, and there's whatever. But you can check that out, too, if you want to go find that. There are communities, though, Meetup and Discord, the Longmont Discord, if you want to find people that like hiking and biking, etc. But this was posted there, and I thought I'd pass that along, go try something new. I've been gardening, just like prepping up, doing landscaping.
Are you doing some flats? Are you doing starts?
I am doing starts.
Wow. Have you already planted them?
Yeah, everything's seedlings.
Well done. What have you planted?
It's in Longmont. It's my basement in Longmont, so this is Longmont based. I've got Sweet Williams and Delphinium and Canterbury Bells and Dahlias, which I like a lot. I like Dahlias, yeah, a lot. And then a couple other flowers, Violas, which
nice.
I like a lot.
Just nice.
Cute little buttons. I like those guys. And then something else I'm forgetting. And then we're going to dig up part of the yard and do a Mediterranean herb garden. So savory and sage and all the ones that you'd actually use, like oregano and thyme. But didn't do all that. So get all that started. And then Kel started a bunch of greens already because you can start, plant those out when it's pretty cold.
Well done.
So we're doing that.
Did you see that the Spirit of Arbor Day tree sale this year is a lottery?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. That thing's just gotten too popular over the years. I think last year I went on 5 minutes after it opened and it was like everything was sold out immediately. Yeah. So they're doing a lottery now.
I do love trees.
I know.
I love trees so much.
We're actually almost to the point where this year I was like, you know, we plant them every year for the arbor and try to do other ones. And we actually don't really have anywhere to put them now.
And that's the thing. Like, point. I like trees a lot. They're gorgeous and my backyard's pretty shady. And like, I also like gardening. And I just like, I can't bring myself to take down a tree
right.
to enhance the garden light. But they're big.
Right, you need that sunlight. It's rough.
So it's like, okay. So I got this patch and we're like cramming that full of stuff. So I've been building planter boxes. Nice. Been outside doing some landscaping.
It's been a bit of a mud pit. The weather is crazy.
It's so nice.
I know.
Yeah.
So, we have a literal mud pit in our backyard because we're doing like an addition right now. And they dug a crawl space. It is like 4 feet deep. It looks like a pool. It's insane. Mm-hmm. And then a mound of dirt. And the boys just are like... king of the mountain.
Boys love the boys. And that mostly means like tackling each other off the top of a pile of mud.
So. Oh my gosh. And I should have called the what the hell is this people because we found so many like defunct clay pipes.
Oh, really?
Oh, so we had to call the city a couple of times and there was one that was 8 inches below our actual sewer. And then when we got into one area.
I thought you meant Bilbo. And Frodo and like Gandalf out huffing pipeweed.
No.
And, you know,
sewer.
And I'm just going like, what? Because in my basement, when they were doing work, they found rolling papers like from the 40s. They were like this bright orange thing.
That's cool.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah.
Smoking.
And so I was thinking.
No, the poo-poo kind.
Right.
Yeah.
That's much different.
Yeah. But a ton of them, like clay and then like red clay, black. Something. I don't even, that probably was some other material. But then we also found like partially under some of the foundation, which has been a problem because it's like Swiss cheese soil under part of the foundation. And when we took this out, it was a problem. But it is like a well. It looked like a literal, like almost a wishing well. And there was a pipe, a clay pipe coming into it.
Oh.
And I guess, and they just buried it at some point and built on top of it.
Sure.
It's so crazy. This stuff that we've been like uncovering.
Dude.
Archaeology.
I get it. We had a lot of weird stuff when we did our thing. We had a mud pit. We still have a mud pit. Like it takes forever to repair this stuff. You think, get to it. And then it's like 20 feet wide by 100 feet long. And you're like, oh my God, that's so much work. They had a bobcat. No wonder they could make such a mess so fast. And
exactly.
My shovel, like, here we go. It looks terrible. It collects water. It's just gross. My shoes get clumpy when I get in the car and stuff. And I was thinking, because you were talking about the tree sale, I was thinking that it was the garden in a box that sold out really fast. but it is the tree sale. That's what I was thinking of. But the Garden in the Box, if you think that that's appealing, that's coming up. There's a wait list, and it's resourcecentral.org. And you can get that from the Resource Central and whatever. And they're supposed to be very competitively priced, water-wise, native plants, that type of junk. Not junk. It's great. What am I talking down to this? I'm insufferable. But I love the idea. I think it's great. I'd like to get one. I've got all these starts started. I'm working on my. Sweet. I don't have any.
You didn't get any seeds from Masa, did you?
From where?
Masa Seed Foundation?
No, I didn't.
We got to get rich on here. We're working on that.
Yeah, we should get rich on here. No, I went to Flower Bin, bought way too much. I don't know why I'm sticking most of the stuff. You only get a couple flowers if you want. Don't read into it. It's just like, I got some extra stuff. if you want a peace lily, Kelsey just divided some. We got some extra peace
lilies. Sweet, yes.
If you want a peace lily, let me know and I'll like leave them here someday. You can come get them. I don't want to make it weird. But so you can do Garden in the Box, and then it's, you know, it's water-wise. You can get rid of some of your yard. I'm super into that. And then pollinators and snakes and birds and
sweet.
Whatever else can live in there. And if they run out, I've been digging on the High Country Gardens. I don't think they're local, but it's a website, and you can select stuff by zone. We're zone 5. So that's a big one to know.
Yep.
I am, you know, it takes a long time to learn about gardening.
And just as a reminder, what I was referencing was the Masa Seed Foundation, which is a really cool project around here, kind of – towards Lafayette a little bit, but he is doing a project where he cultivates and collects bioregionally adapted seeds, plants, seeds of plants that are bioregionally adapted to this area and are a lot of heirloom varieties and stuff that's really rigorous around here and drought resistant, all that good stuff. So definitely, and you can order seeds from them, Masa Seed Foundation, MASA.
Yeah, very cool. I should have looked there, but I have Swiss cheese for brains as opposed to foundation, so I forget much of everything that I ever hear. Also, it is March and it is warm, so if you have a lawn, if you have plants, you have trees and stuff, look at watering. I'm digging the extension.coloradostate.edu website for all sorts of information.
Is that the CSU extension?
Yeah, it's
nice.
The CSU extension. And number 7.211, fall and winter watering. Go have a read. But basically, your grass starts to get warm up. You know, like the soil is 40 degrees, 50 degrees. Your roots start getting active. Your trees start getting active. And then they get very stressed. You can get lawn die off. Your trees can get stressed. So you don't need to water a lot, but you should probably water some, you know, if you are taking care of that sort of thing. Yeah.
Cool. Should we jump into some politics?
Oh, God.
No, not
politics. First for everything? Yeah, no. Sure.
I don't really have much else. I was just going to mention, because it came out today, this the ongoing drama over the Kanemoto conservation easement thing.
Oh yeah.
With the so this is the out at the Keep Airport Road Environmental Safe, the CARES group that's been like suing the Boulder County Board of Commissions because they want them to overturn this decision to take this piece of land that has a conservation easement on it. They're removing the conservation easement so it can be annexed into the city and have a bunch of housing developed on it, which is a project of Jack Bestall, who, if you haven't listened to our podcast with Jack on here, go back and check it out. He's a developer around here, and this is one of his projects. So anyway, he's getting some heck right now from the CARES group. But the news that came out today is that the judge, I guess what happened is that the county asked the judge to overthrow this because they're claiming that this CARES group really had no grounds for their suit, and the judge did not throw the case out. So you're saying they have a chance. They have a chance.
You're saying they got a chance.
You're saying there's a chance.
If anybody doesn't know, that's a throwback. That's a big throwback. That goes back to Dumb and Dumber from 95 or something. Oh boy.
Yeah. So this CARES group is really. They're having some victories. I kind of thought they, you know, wouldn't get very far, but this judge evidently took some compassion on their cause.
Well,
we'll see
how it goes. I don't know enough to weigh in on that. I really don't.
Right.
People are hot and bothered. I'm like, oh, I don't know this one.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes I get tunneled in, try to dive in, have an opinion, and this. 1994, Dumb and Dumber. I want to throw that out there. I just looked it up.
And just to give people some context to this it's called the Somerset Village is what's proposed, and it's on the east side of Airport, like north of the Diagonal Highway, like a half mile.
So
where Airport and Diagonal are? Airport and Diagonal?
Hmm? Yeah, way down there.
North, half mile, and then it's on the east side.
Okay.
I mean, it's cool open space. I mean, it is cool, and there's this conservation easement has been in place, but the I think the easement was written to be able to be expired eventually for this exact purpose.
That is part of it.
So. And everybody's up in arms about it.
Yeah, I think people get, and rightly so, very trepidatious about eliminating easements. You know, they're like, well, or like the, you know, the open space, because once the open space is gone,
right,
it's gone forever.
And then putting the houses on it. And, yep. But we don't do that very easily in Canton. This is a very exceptional situation.
Sure. So, yeah, I don't know much about that. I did stop by Winchell's today.
What's the latest?
Do you want to know?
Yeah.
Okay. So
Let me guess. Mm-hmm. I'm going to guess they're not open.
You – what a guess, she says, as I told her what happened before we started. No, they're not open. When we were driving the other day, my wife said, hey, there's a sign on Winchell's that says open, and then like a thing that says Grubhub or something. And I thought, yeah, there's plastic up. Maybe they've got limited kitchen space and they are delivering via Grubhub, which seems like a weird launch. But I went by and peeked under the – as much as I could get in. It's not. It's not.
It's so far. They're down to the studs still.
Yeah, they're down to the studs. So that doesn't look close. The last time I saw any news was from AC May a while ago that said they were targeting mid-March.
Yeah, no. That's not happening.
I don't think so.
Not happening.
Yeah, since it's
just jerking us around.
People ask all the time.
I'm going to hate buy those apple fritters when they come back.
I'm stunned. Everybody's asking all the time. And I'm on the outside. I don't eat donuts.
You're just out on the
medical
outside.
Reasons. I can't eat donuts. So I don't know.
GF outside.
I don't know. But people love it and they miss it. And they're going to miss it for a little while yet.
Yep.
That's all I know.
All right. Well, we're bearing lead here. We meant to mention at the beginning of the episode that we are going to do another live recording of Side Dish. And this one, I promise you, is going to be cool. Come. So we're going to be doing this at Dryland Distillery again, and it's going to be the first week of April. We mm-hmm. will come back at you with the exact date and time next time we record, but we will have some on-air talent. We will have side dishes being served up.
Do you get it?
Do you get it?
It's clever. It's really clever.
And some other cool stuff. So be paying attention because we're super excited about this. And we want to get a bunch of our former guests mm-hmm. that have been on the show to come on by and some other fun stuff planned. So we'll keep you posted.
Yeah, maybe Nels will even put together a little drink with our name on it.
Maybe the side dish. Yeah, the sidecar, but the side dish.
My brother loves a sidecar.
It's good.
I was going to say you could come up with a long monster drink and just have it be like bright green or something.
That'd be awesome.
You know?
Cool.
Make it out of like high C ectoplasm like that.
Love
it. Ecto cooler.
Love it.
Yeah. I like it.
That's all I got, man.
You can get free manure compost up at the Juniper Hill Ranch Farm.
Oh, I have heard about that, actually.
Yeah, have you?
You just got to chuck it out yourself or what?
Probably. You know, I know that it's...
I think we did that last year, actually. A friend of ours dropped some.
Yeah, because I've been looking at places to get it, doing a lot of research. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what's the best?
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
What's the best compost to stick in? And it's complicated. So I saw that and I was like, I don't know if this is good or not. But it's free, so that's cool.
Yeah, poop will really help.
Yeah.
Just to have a callback.
Yeah. That's always – yeah, so I was going to say you could probably grow quite a few flowers in that area where they
– definitely.
You got that cesspit or whatever hanging out in your backyard. But yeah, I think like I have heard of some other stuff. There's been some depressing things that have happened recently in the area. We don't always get into that. No. So we'll leave that be, and we'll just say – that's probably good enough.
That's good enough. We'll come back with a guest next week and more details on our live record. And, you know, this is one of those short ones, so you're welcome.
Yeah.
Thanks for sticking with us.
Yeah.
All right. Well, as always, we thank Andy Epler and David Cutter Music for our intro and outro music. And if you want to send us a note about anything, hit us up at sidedishlongma@gmail.com or join the Reddit forum and weigh in because there were some things that people had to say about us there.
Like mostly me. They loved how you did. I wasn't going to bring it up. You brought it up. But yeah, it was mostly me. But it's fine. Cool. Yeah, go there. Flame on.
Nah, just hit us up. sidedishlongma@gmail.com. Like us, follow us, share with your friends, and we will see you in a few weeks. Thanks, Brady.